Hi guys, welcome to the Albion Social with me, Alf, your usual host. And today we are bringing you a special episode with the usual co-host, Ricky. How are you, mate?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. And we have special guest, Paddy. How are you, mate?
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, so we have a three-man thing, and we are going to look at the running, how we're going to shape up, how other teams are going to shape up, and we've all done a nice little predictor, see where we all end up, and we're going to all share that together, see what we all think. So let's start off with where we are now, how we all feeling, fellas.
Looking forward to the end of the season.
Yeah, looking forward to the end of the
international break.
Yeah. No, exactly. I always think boring. An international break at this point in the season feels like you're just getting into the home stretch. You're just ready for the games to keep coming, and then we've just got to wait 2 weeks because England are playing Kosovo or whatever.
It just feels pointless as well. We're only playing friendlies.
Yeah. Dead in it, man.
Yeah.
Just want Albion to be back. Just want to crack on. It's just it breaks it up, doesn't it? It's annoying because, we were saying, Ricky, weren't we? People were saying that the international break was coming at a good time, and now we've won twice in a row for the first time in 2024, and we've got to have 2 weeks off.
Yeah,
which is really annoying.
It's like frustrating.
It is.
Yeah, it does really feel like we were building a momentum, to be fair.
Yeah, we had the ball rolling, but we keep the ball rolling, don't we, boys? So we are fifth. We are fifth, as we have been for what feels like a decade. 66 points. We are 5 points ahead of Norwich and 8 points ahead of Hull, who've got a game in hand. So we are sitting pretty, aren't we?
Yeah. We should be able to see this through. You'd really hope we see this through, wouldn't you? You'd really hope so.
Particularly with our running as well. It's not even difficult. Like we've been through the tough running in the last few weeks, I feel like. And we've come out the other side of it looking all right. And it should be a nice, comfortable home stretch.
Yeah. Our only real difficult game's Leicester. Unless I'm missing one. Mm. Preston on the last day, but you know that we've already got it all sorted by then.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But we have got a good running, I think. We've got, just to go through the running, we've got Millwall away, Watford at home, Stoke away, guaranteed loss, Rotherham at home, Sunderland at home, Leicester away, Sheffield Wednesday away, and Preston at home, our last eight games. So we've got four at home, four away. And it does feel like the only challenge that we should be stumbling at is Leicester from that.
Yeah, because I'm Preston on one of them, but I think they're about there, but I just don't think they're actually that good.
No.
So,
Yeah,
I think the top six and Hull and Cov, so the top eight, I think those are the teams that are actually decent. And then just from that point down, it does get a bit. Yeah, the quality drops a bit, I think.
Yeah.
And not to skip ahead to the running, but I've got seventh on the predictor, finishing on 76 points, and we're on 66 now. So I do think we only need like four wins out of those games, and you look at some of them: Rotherham at home, Sheffield United away, Watford at home, Sunderland at home. Like, these are games which we should be winning, really.
Yeah, I agree.
In the past, by all the games, we always seem to lose.
This is true.
Sheffield Wednesday away is the one. Because they're rubbish, so they'll probably batter us.
Yeah, and they'll be fighting for their lives. What is that, last? They might be down by then.
That's the jeopardy in it that you got at this point of the season. Like, we play Millwall, Watford, Sunderland, who've got nothing to play for, but then you've got Stoke want to stay up. Rotherham ain't got nothing to play for, to be fair. They're not. Yeah. They're thinking about next season already. I think.
19 points, is it?
Yeah.
Something stupid.
Obviously, Leicester in a bit of spot above her. Sheffield Wednesday are trying to be staying up. And obviously, Preston, you'd imagine, won't be too far away. I'd imagine they would have drifted off by then, by the last game of the season. But that's the thing. And it's like Sheffield Wednesday away, Stoke away. They're becoming much more tricky games, I think.
Yeah.
Because they've got more to play for. Well, not more, but they have something to play for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, yeah, it's difficult because... Go on, Ricky.
No, it's like, obviously, we played Bristol, didn't we? And they have got something to play for now, in that if they carry on dropping points, they'd be like around relegation. But you could sort of tell in the performance that they knew that their season's pretty much done. Like, they ain't going to go down, they ain't going to go up. So you could sort of tell in like the energy of the players that they weren't really that bothered. Whereas, like, yeah, you'll play a Stoke or a Sheffield and they'll be at you because they need to. Otherwise, they're like, well, Sheffield are in the relegation zone and Stoke are one loss away.
Yeah. And the problem is that, especially in the Championship, you've got so many teams with something to play for, even at this stage of the season. Like, there's always, like, a few dead fodder, like Bristol City these days. But you've got about 10 teams in the relegation battle. And then you've got, like, the top eight, obviously, all fighting to go up. There's only a few teams whose season is over. Most people have something to play for.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, even like if Borough went on a run, like it won't happen. But they're only 7 points off sixth.
Yeah, that was us last season, wasn't it? Like even though we'd had a pretty terrible season, if we went on a run at the end, last 6-8 games, you can sneak in there.
Yeah.
Well, Villa did it, didn't they? I think it was a bit further back than where we are now. Like 8 games is a quick turnaround in it. But Villa were nowhere when they went up. And we played them in the playoff semis, and they just surged through it. Like, it's completely feasible that a team could win 6, 7, 8 of their last 8.
Yeah, and the team does seem to do it every year as well.
Yeah,
obviously that's what Forest did when they went up. They were like bottom when Steve Cooper came in, and then obviously
there's always one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's the momentum. It's the momentum. Like when Villa went up, I'm pretty sure they were. I think I remember them being about 16th with 12 games left.
Yeah.
But then if you go on a run, you get in the playoffs become so much easier because you're coming against teams like Leeds that season, who were gutted they didn't get up in autos, and they have like no momentum.
That's another, there's so many factors to this part of the season where every point matters in that. And I think it is a big one when you think of, I'd quite like, say if we did play Saints, which is obviously looking quite likely at the moment, they need to be fighting for second all the way. Because if they start cruising now and start thinking we'll settle for fourth, which they won't, obviously, then they can prepare for it, do you know what I mean? Whereas if they're fighting till the end and then they lose out on the final day, it takes it out of you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then we can kind of capitalize on that.
Yeah,
it's the same. Well, it's the same for whoever finishes third or fourth. Do you know what I mean? Because they're all going at it. It's so tight.
Yeah, yeah. Particularly if there's like if Leicester are in the playoffs, I don't even know how they recover from the lead that they had.
Yeah,
and bottling that. I don't know how you then go again mentally to play in the playoffs.
And I don't know how they've gone to second. They were like 14 points clear.
Yeah, I'm sure it was like 14, 15, 16 points.
It was somewhat stupid. And yeah. But
they went through a little bad patch, didn't they? And obviously, but I don't, like, there's like a few losses littered about. I just don't see how they've surrendered that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, they haven't dropped off a cliff or anything. But, I mean, the standard is just ridiculously high.
Yeah, those top four teams are just silly. Like Ipswich. What are Ipswich doing 38 games into the season on 81 points?
It's mental.
No,
I remember before the season, I was listening to like a few podcasts and they was going Ipswich first, second, third. And I was like, what?
I put them as my outside shout for playoffs when I was asked. Right,
but you can claim.
I didn't actually think they'd do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. I remember people were rating, like, before the season, people were saying, like, Kieran McKenna's the best manager in the Championship. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, all right. Let's actually see how he does in the Championship first. And then, like, he's probably manager of the season, to be fair.
Yeah, like, I thought they might sneak in at sixth, but I didn't think they'd be 1 point off second. Well, 1 point off top.
Off top, yeah.
I mean, they finished 2 points ahead of Sheffield Wednesday last season.
Yeah, but didn't even win the league.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mental. And they haven't even strengthened that much, you know what I mean? And like, in January, they got Kiefer Moore, which is probably the first top-level Championship player that they've kind of got in. Like, you know, we've looked at Ipswich before, and it's how they're there with that team. That's what, like, McKenna is mad geezer, man. Mad coach.
Yeah, like they have a few they have a few good players, like, but yeah. No team has had to play Caden Jackson up front at any point in the season, should be.
Exactly. They've got Sonny Aluko on the bench. Sonny Aluko. Brother to Eni Aluko. It's probably all he's famous for. So talking about the big boys, who do we want? If let's not get ahead of ourselves. If we get there, if we finish fifth or sixth, wherever, who do we want to play in the semi-finals?
Probably Ipswich, I'd say.
Ipswich.
Yeah.
You're cracking up.
I'm like, oh,
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, Ipswich, because they're the only one that we've... Well, I'd say Leeds, but I think Leeds would do us now. But we actually beat Ipswich twice. Well, no, we didn't.
You're going crazy, am I, Ricky.
Am I
you're
gone?
Going crazy, mate. Yeah.
I'd want to play. Anyone? Yeah. I heard Ipswich, so we'll go with that. I honestly just don't want to play Southampton. Like, they're the only team that's done the double over us, I'm pretty sure. Both times we've played them, you are back, Colour.
He's back.
Both times we've played Southampton, they've really scared me. But like, Ipswich and all the other three, I reckon we could do them just purely off the games that we've played against them this season.
Yeah.
I think we lend ourselves pretty well to the playoffs in terms of how we set up, and I think someone like Ipswich, I think we could do them over two legs. I think.
Yeah, well, we took 4 points off them, didn't we? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. The same with Leeds.
Same with Leeds.
Yeah.
I don't think we beat Leeds over two legs.
Yeah, it's like the big thing is going to Elland Road. Like, I'd much rather go to Portman Road or St Mary's than Elland Road, but.
They've got to come to the awful ones.
They've got to come to the awful ones, exactly. I mean, I was talking to a Saints fan on Twitter because I put that tweet out about them ducking us, trying to get back up to the Prem because Leicester have done whatever they've done and Forest. And he was like, I'm more scared of Norwich and Hull. And I was like, what? Like, I know they've beat us twice, but you tell me you'd rather come to the Hawthorns than Carrow Road or whatever Hull call their stadium nowadays. Like, there's no
way.
What
is the Hull ground called, actually?
I have no idea.
K-Com?
K-Com. Yeah, that's it. K-Com Stadium, mate. Yeah,
there's not much of an aura, is there, really? Right?
Yeah, we've got to go to the K-Com. Oh, God. Go there.
The Hall Ground's one of them as well. That's like 35,000 capacity, and they get about 10 people in there every week. So,
yeah, exactly.
It's, it's one of them.
And obviously, Norwich is like tame in it. I think they can get up for it, but they're like renowned for being proper vanilla. So, obviously, not to say we've got, you know, amazing support, but I'd
much
rather
go to.
We can. Yeah, we can get up for it. And I can guarantee we will be up for it in a semi final.
Our home atmosphere's problem is that, like, home to Bristol City in the middle of March, we won't make a sound.
Yeah.
But, like, we can get up for, like, a one off game, all right.
The atmosphere at Bristol was terrible.
It's awful, mate. It's awful. But like you say, it would be class in the playoff semifinals because we always do it, don't we? I mean, like, what you got to remind yourself is when you go to those games, the atmosphere is never going to be good because we're not, there's no jeopardy about our league position. If it was a bit closer, then you celebrate wins a bit harder. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because it's relatively comfortable and it just kind of becomes another step on the road, do you know what I mean? And you're not going to get atmospheres for that. So when we've got a step up, I think we do it. And that's what I'd much rather go to Norwich or Hull if I was Saints or Ipswich or Leeds or Leicester, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I mean...
Yeah, to be fair, I've seen the opposite. I've seen a lot of people saying that we're going to be tough to play in the playoffs and like people won't want to play us. I think that's because of how we set up and on definitely on our day I think we can keep a clean sheet against anyone.
We're the best form team in the league at the moment, aren't we? So I don't see why you'd want to play Hull over us.
No, I think it was half. It was half because of they've beat us twice. Obviously, when they beat us at home, our home at the Hawthorns, it was fairly easy for them.
Yeah.
So you could probably sympathise with what the notion of it. Do you know what I mean? But I think it was half him retaliating to what I tweeted. The nature of Twitter. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I feel like we are the best of the rest. And I think they've proved that over the last 3, 4, 5 months outside of the top four. We are the best team.
Yeah, 100%.
So
yeah. I think it's exciting. It's exciting for next season as well, because if the playoffs don't go our way, then it's pretty likely that three of those four are going to go up. And then that lends itself well for us next season. Because definitely, if you look at the teams coming down, I mean, they're obviously going to be pretty good, but I wouldn't be very sort of scared of them going into next season if we were in the championship again.
Yeah, because it was a bit different last year, wasn't it? Because you had Leicester coming down and you weren't sure if they were going to keep Madison and all of them. But now it's like, who was Sheffield going to keep? James McAtee. Have they even got him on a permanent?
No. I think it's a lot. It's still three good teams, naturally. If Forest come down or Luton with Burnley and Sheffield United, which seems like the Burnley and Sheffield United seem like they're down. Do you know what I mean? To me, I mean Sheffield United. I wouldn't be scared of Sheffield United coming down. Burnley, I would be, because Company's a good manager and they've got good young players. Best centre half in the Championship next season, of course.
And we saw what they did to the Championship last year.
I find it insane what they did to the Championship last year, and they've gone up and they've been that bad. Just the difference is insane to me.
Yeah, you know what they're doing, and just a bit of a tangent, I suppose. Burnley are doing what they did the last time they solidified themselves in the Premier League. They went up under Dyche, did whatever they had to do, went down first season, kept Dyche, went back up, stayed up there for like 10 years.
Yeah.
That's what you've got to do, and that's what we'd have to do. Obviously, I think we'd back Corberan, and we wouldn't sack him. So I feel like it goes without saying a little bit, but we'd have to stick by him.
Yeah.
And let him do his thing, and then if we go down, so be it. We'll be a better team the next time we go.
Yeah.
I think that's the formula.
Yeah, the problem will always be our fans have no patience with anyone, no matter what they do.
No. I mean, even people's patience with Corberan now isn't even that thick, really. Considering what he's done and the job he's done, you still see people moaning at halftime in the Huddersfield game and stuff like that. Like, don't get me wrong, it was a terrible first half. But you see people overreact every time we put in an average performance, it feels like.
Yeah. He makes me laugh. My dad hates him. Genuinely hates him. I don't know. Really? I don't know why. He tells me every game about his subs. And I say to him, Dad, I don't really like his subs either. But, mate, we were bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on. But you always going to get You're always going to get it in you. I think we could have Pep in charge and you still get people going, oh, we pass the ball too much, man. It's just annoying. But, I mean, we're here because of Carlos.
Yeah.
If he took Texas up, it'd be a crazy achievement. And, I mean, if we... I'd put my life on a bet that we wouldn't. But if we sacked him in the Premier League, I don't know. I would have no words, man. I'd have no words. But we got to get there first. So we don't want Southampton, even though that is, we pretty much are going to get Southampton.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably choose Ipswich, even though I'm a real big fan of them. I think they've got the best manager in the league. They've got probably one of the best strikers in the league. But I think that is the easiest option.
Yeah, I think they've got the worst squad out of the other. Top four. And that's probably what you want in the playoffs. You want the best match for players, didn't you?
Yeah, because they're one-off games.
Yeah, because I don't think our squad's actually any worse than Ipswich's, to be honest. Really.
Well, definitely not. I don't think so. It's probably better, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you go player for player, we're better. And then manager-wise, I think that just comes down to preference. So,
yeah, I'd say so.
I think over two legs, we should be able to beat them. Whereas those other three, you need a one-off, I think.
Yeah, I mean, even though what I said about Leicester and, like, how would you rebound in the Championship, I mean, if you came up against them, it's still, like, a terrifying team to have to try and just to get to Wembley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, not that if Leicester finished fourth, that would be, like, hilarious. But
that'd be insane. So,
yeah, it would also be scary.
But they'd be deflated, like to another level of what I was on about earlier with chasing it. Like, imagine you're cruising. They was up like months ago, and for them to then have to play in the playoffs, they would be a next level of deflated. So I'd be interested to see how they worked out, to be honest, because it's usually the case that deflated team kind of, they don't do well in the playoffs. I can't remember. What was the playoffs last year? Because both of the lower ranked teams won, didn't they?
It was Coventry and Luton.
Coventry, Borough.
It's who Sunderland, else? Wasn't
it? Yeah,
it's Luton being Sunderland. Borough third, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So, Borough finished third.
But at the end of the day, what I've always said about the playoffs is, and everyone I talk to, they are two or potentially three one-off games. Yeah. And who's the best manager in the league at winning a one-off game? It's Carlos.
Yeah.
Individual game plans for specific games. He'll have the time to think about it, the time to prepare. I'd be scared of us, man. I really would. And I back us fully in the playoffs. I really do. I was saying not too long ago, I think the difficult part for us is getting into the playoffs. I think that was the harder challenge than doing well in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because we know we can screw things up.
Yeah. I think the only risk is that we do like if we keep this good run of form up, we'll be in the playoffs with probably three or four games to spare. And it's a case of if we lose a bit of momentum, we get a dodgy result. Or like we start kind of like resting people and that kind of thing, and if we were to get to that point, that's only where our momentum would kind of trip up a little bit. That's the only real thing that worries me.
I don't think Corbrand let him switch off.
No, that's what I think.
I think he's that intense. That
I think the danger's always there, and I agree with you, Paddy. But yeah, that's not Carlos's game. It's the threat is there. Hopefully. Because it's almost like a subconscious thing, isn't it? Whatever the manager's choice says to you, players are going to take the foot off the gas a little bit.
Yeah.
It just needs to... Like, if you take the foot off the gas and you're winning games, the momentum keeps rolling, that's fine. You take the foot off the gas and then you lose to, say, like, Sheffield Wednesday and then lose to Preston.
Yeah.
then you're worrying, mate. Then you're worrying big time. So it's slim margins, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is.
What I want to do is we go through our predictors and then break down our actual running, if that's all right, fellas.
Yeah, okay.
So what I want to know first, who's going down?
My thing has reloaded, like my tabs just turned up, and I'm currently on fixture 44. So
if
everyone else goes first,
I'll hold. I'll talk through this as slowly as possible.
Yeah.
So I've gone with a surprising one. I've gone with Rotherham to go down, to go down last on 23 points, and then I've got Sheffield Wednesday and Blackburn joining them. And I did this and deliberately didn't look at any of the table, which is like, what would it look out with one or two games to go kind of thing. I just did them to my heart. And I was a bit surprised when I'd predicted Blackburn to go down. And I was like, have I had a howler here? But then I actually looked at the form. They've won one game this year in the league. and they've still got to play Ipswich, Southampton, Coventry, and Leicester. And Leeds as well. And their other games are away to Sunderland, away to Bristol City, and away to Sheffield Wednesday. Those are their other games. So when you actually look at it, it's a horrible, horrible run-in for them. And it's for a team that are on like a terrible run of form. After they did all right, they were like, before Christmas and kind of September, October, I think they were hovering just outside the playoffs.
Yeah, they were.
But they're on a terrible run of form. I have got them getting 1 point between now and the end of the season.
Wow.
So I might have stitched them a little bit, but also when you look at their fixtures and their current form, I do think they're a team that's seriously in trouble.
Yeah, definitely. So Rotherham, Sheffield Wednesday, and Blackburn.
Yeah, and then I've got Sheffield Wednesday joining them. Both Sheffield Wednesday and Blackburn on 43 points. I think Sheffield Wednesday have put in a really good effort to even make it close from where they were at the start of the season. But I think in the end, the other teams will just pick up too many points. And I think it'll just be too much for them. But they do have the games against the teams around them. So they've still got to play teams like Stoke at home, like Blackburn, QPR, Swansea, Middlesbrough. They've got an all right run, so they still could drag themselves out of it. It's still in their hands for me, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, it is a tough ask. It is a tough ask. So
I have got mine completed now.
Go on. Do yours, Rick.
All right, so going down, Rotherham.
Oh.
And then there's like literally 2 points separating 23rd and 21st. 23rd, we got Blues on 43. Yeah. Blackburn on 44. And then 21st, just staying up, Plymouth on 45.
Oh, wow. So you reckon Sheffield Wednesday are getting out of it then?
I've got Sheffield Wednesday in 18th.
Yeah, I was gonna say you wait to work and see where I've put Sheffield Wednesday, but they're not 18th.
Wow. I mean, like I say, they've got the games, so it could happen.
Yeah.
See, so I've got Wednesday to beat Sunderland on the last day. And who else have I gone to beat? Well, we'll beat them, I hope. To be fair, I don't even think I've gotten to do that well. I just think I've got the other teams around them to do terrible.
How many points have you got Wednesday on?
49.
Yeah, I got them on 50.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think I've been really harsh for the teams.
It's
below them.
It's tight. It's tight anyway. We know that.
How many points are Blues on now?
Blues are on 39. You've gotten to win four. 4 points. Thank God. The Rowett effect.
I've got Blues in 19th.
How many points?
47. I've actually in the end got a 3-point gap between 21st and 22nd. And then I've got QPR on 46, Stoke, Birmingham and Plymouth all on 47.
So it is just, it's close. This morning, and it is me and Ricky have got the same four. 24th is Rotherham on 21 points. I only think they're going to pick up one more point, poor fellas. generational shit show of the season, fair play. 23rd, I've got Birmingham City. 44 points. Then I've got Plymouth on 44 points and Blackburn in 21st on 45 points. So I've got Sheffield Wednesday on 50 points, 6 points clear, and Stoke on 51.
You're getting out of it that much.
Well, that's what I thought when I looked at it, but that's like you said, Paddy, I was going through it, like not looking at the table, and then scrolled down. I was like, shit, fair play, Stoke.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't think I'd had Blues to do that bad.
Yeah, so you two both think... Have you two both got Blues 23rd?
Yeah.
Wow. So you really don't think... Because I think Rowett might drag them to a couple of results, which is all they really need. Yeah.
I did sort of forget that happened, to be fair, with Rowett.
I don't think he's going to do the job, though. He is going to have an effect, and he's obviously going to be better than Mark Venus. But
yeah,
I don't think he's got it, man.
How many managers have they had this season? Six.
Plus caretakers.
Yeah, plus caretakers. It's like six. It's like you deserve to be relegated. So that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Where do you think they would be if they just kept Eustace?
They'd be up there with us, I think. I think they'd be like Preston.
To be fair, they are like the same sort of teams, weren't they? Got results.
Just outside of it, just knocking on the door, I think, because they've got a decent amount of quality and Eustace had them doing the thing, didn't they? So, hilarious.
I ain't sure what Preston's goal difference actually is, but on here I've got it as three. I haven't put them down to get like battered ever, and like I've got them to win a few games, and their goal difference at the end of the season is three.
Like, yeah, they're minus two on here for me.
I've got minus seven. Sorry, Preston. Right, shall we work now from the top down?
Yeah.
Paddy, who's finishing top?
Okay, I accidentally created like the most mental title battle you've ever seen. so I've got Leeds winning the league.
Wow.
On 104 points. So do you want to go around everyone who's winning the title, or do you want me to do like the top three?
Just do it, yeah. Do the top two.
All right. Do the top two. All right. And then I've got Leicester second on 103 points.
Ooh.
So I got really close. And I may as well, I think I should say third while I'm here. Because I've then got Ipswich also on 103 points, but not going up by six goals. There's six goals in it between Leicester and Ipswich I've got here.
Wow.
You'd be good.
It's fine margins, man.
That'd be good. That'd be good. yeah, that's mad, man. That is insane, though. Just the fact that could happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, what is that?
Yeah, something like that happening looking quite likely as well at the moment with the way the table is.
It's mental. Like, how? Right, yeah. Ricky, top three?
I've also got Leeds on 104 points at first.
Wow.
Then I've got Ipswich second on 102. And Leicester third on 98.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
it's got a bit more of a gap, but it's still
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a team getting 98 playoffs and then, sorry, 98 points and then having to do the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I really see Leicester continuing to drop off, to be honest.
I don't know, man. I don't, because I've got Leicester first with 107 points.
107? Also, you reckon they're still going to beat the points record?
Yeah. I just think they're too good, to be honest. Obviously, there's no logic to this, is there? Do you know what I mean? You're just doing games. You're not thinking, you know, Leicester or blah, blah, blah. But Leicester are just too good, I think. Then I've got Leeds on 102. Still pretty mental. And then Ipswich on 98.
Yeah.
So it's... that's mine's the most boring.
But yeah, I think it could be any three of them teams, really, couldn't it?
Yeah.
In any order. So...
easily. Wait, do you have them on 107, Alf?
Yeah, so they'd be ready.
So you've got them winning 8 and drawing 1 of their final 9.
Yeah. Who have I got to draw against? That's the question.
Us, probably. Oh, I bet it was us.
Nah, I had them beating us. 2-1. Leicester.
Southampton, maybe?
Yeah, it's got to have been.
Preston.
Millwall. Millwall away.
I've got Millwall to beat them.
See, I think that's a tricky one now. But to be fair, going through their games, they should win all of them. Bristol City.
Yeah, no.
Norwich. Blues. Millwall. Plymouth. So they've got easy thing, and then us.
It's pretty good running, actually.
Preston.
I mean, they've got, to be fair, in the space of 7 days, they play us, Southampton, and Preston, which is probably like the make or break week. Because like it could all go wrong there, but I mean, it's pretty good running, really.
Yeah,
you lose the first one of them, and confidence is gone, innit?
Yeah, if we did a job on them,
be all right with that.
When we did a job on them.
What was your result, Ricky, for when we played Leicester? Because I had them beating us as well.
Let me check if I can find it.
Because I put them to beat us. I think that's what I put. Because I was conscious of the fact that I'd got us winning like 5 games in a row, and I was like, all right, I'll level it out. We'll probably get beaten by this.
Yeah. Right. So onto the bigger topic. I'm guessing. Have we all got Southampton fourth?
Yeah, well, I do.
Yeah,
95 points.
I've got them on 95 as well.
It's the second time we're just copying each other's points, man.
Yeah, I just looked at yours when I was doing this. To be fair,
am I screen sharing?
The big one. Are West Brom going to finish fifth?
I've got Norwich fifth.
Oh,
really?
Albion sixth. Ricky. Yeah. Yeah, because obviously you're just doing it, just looking at the games, aren't you? Like, if I were to predict the league, I'd put Albion fifth. But apparently, I don't actually think that.
Yeah, that's why I quite like doing this, because it's this tangible in it. Obviously, there's so many more factors to it, but...
Yeah. No, but I agree. You're not just going like, oh, yeah, we'll probably finish fifth. Like, it does actually makes you look at it a lot deeper.
Yeah.
I've got us finishing on 84 points, so 11 behind Southampton and 6 points ahead of Norwich in sixth.
Yeah, I've got us 4 points ahead of Preston in seventh on 82. We're on 82, Preston 78.
Freak. So you've got, Ricky, you've got us finishing sixth on 82 points.
Yeah.
I've got us finishing fifth on 80 points. With Coventry and Norwich neck and neck, and Coventry sixth and Norwich seventh on 75 points. So I don't know. I clearly don't rate Norwich like you, Rick, mate.
It's funny. I mean, I'll have a look. Let me look at Norwich's running, actually.
I think the big,
because they're only on 61 now, so we're all backing them to do pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, they've still got to play Leicester and Ipswich. But other than that, it's kind of it's all pretty winnable.
I've gotten to beat Ipswich as well. I think, you know, Derby, they're at home.
Yeah. I'll go Ipswich for them.
I could see it.
First time they've been at home against Ipswich in like years, isn't it? So I think they'll turn up.
Yeah, yeah. And they got a point at Portman Road earlier in the season. So I think I'll put that one down for another draw. That'll be a huge game. I'm pretty excited at the prospect of Ipswich Norwich in the playoffs, potentially. I mean, I haven't got it as that. I've got it as Leicester Norwich. Oh no, I have got it as Ipswich Norwich. I forgot I had Leicester promoted. Because that would be such a tie, to be fair. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah. Insane. Ipswich. Crazy. Ipswich should batter them.
You'd think so. But that's the playoffs.
Yeah. I could see it at Portman Road, like a 4 or 5-1.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, defo. So, just to go through it. So, I've got us on 80 points, which is 14. Ricky, you got on what, 82? And Paddy, you got on 84?
84 for me, yeah.
So, to go through the fixtures, Millwall, what have you guys got for that?
I don't have this up, but I'll be able to remember, I'm pretty sure, because I only did it yesterday.
I've gone through Millwall draw, Watford win, Stoke loss, Rotherham win, Sunderland win, Leicester loss, Sheffield Wednesday, draw? Yeah, draw, and Preston win.
Yeah,
I've got us. Go on, you go, Ricky.
I've got Millwall to beat us 1-0. Beat Watford. Beat Stoke. Beat Rotherham. Beat Sunderland. Lose to Leicester. Beat Wednesday. Draw with Preston.
I've got us beat Millwall. Beat Watford. Beat Stoke, beat Rotherham, beat Sunderland. So at this point, we're going to win 7 in a row. And then I've got us losing to Leicester. And then I had us winning one of the last two and losing one of the last two. I think I had us beating Sheffield Wednesday and then losing on the final day to Preston. Bit of an holiday.
Yeah. See, that's where what we were saying could kick in. Do you know what I mean?
I think we'll go on a really good run, getting it pretty comfortably, and then I'd have us losing two of the last three, and it kind of puts it a little bit. It's a little bit nervous.
Hope not. You know what I mean? I really, really do hope not.
Yeah, it's the best thing in me, man. But I mean, why not? Isn't it? You know, it's an exciting time, and I've got us. You know, got us there on 85 points. It'd be a great result. Like, all three of us have got us in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And given the context of, like, before the season and everything, I mean, it's an unreal season.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is insane. I mean, like, I've got the lowest 80 points. That is insane to think, you know, that's like league winning.
Yeah, some
seasons. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure if we got 80 points, we'd have won the league when we last went up.
Well, funnily enough, that's just what I was looking at. So we got 83 points in the promotion season under Bilic. So I've actually got us beating that and finishing fifth.
Mad.
Leeds were on 93. And then you only needed 70 to be in the playoffs that year.
70, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's good. Like 75 for me. You two have got it higher than me, but 75 I think is relatively high. Just to get in. It's mental. Yeah. I think the quality of the championship's crazy this season, to be honest. Looking at it.
Years. I've got Coventry and Hull both on 76 and both missing out, and they've both got loads of quality. Like both of them have like really, really good players, and they're the kind of teams, Coventry and Hull, which would probably both get into the playoffs in previous seasons. Yeah. But then that like that top four has just left like no room for your like above average teams to sneak in at all.
Nah. Yeah, I've got Coventry, Hull and Preston all on above 70. And yeah, it's just, well, they're all at least 4 points out, but not even close. And that's before the last day, because obviously I've got Albion to draw with Preston. So on the last day, all these teams with 70 plus points have no way of making it into the playoffs.
Mad. That's the quality of the Championship. Like I said, I think this season, and I think it's an accomplishment right this second, that we are the best of the rest.
Yeah.
Outside of that top four. I think that's all you can say, that it is a successful season, whatever happens. I mean, don't get me wrong, if we, you know, something bad happens, if we get there, it won't feel very nice, but you've got to get your head up, haven't you, and just say, geez, for us to even be sniffing it, I think is an achievement. For us to be where we are now,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, 100%. I was kind of thinking about whereabouts our squad kind of deserves to be and how much of it is Corbrand's doing. And I think if we had another good manager, but not necessarily someone to Corbrand, I think we could be around kind of Preston kind of areas where we were. I don't think we're, in terms of a squad, we're like miles away from the top six.
Nah.
But I think quite conceivably we could be behind Coventry, Hull, Norwich.
I think Coventry probably have a better squad than us in terms of just player for player. They've got a ridiculous amount. Or they've spent a ridiculous amount of money. Well, Sims and Hadji Wright cost about 20 mil combined.
Yeah. No, yeah, I quite like our squad, to be honest. I always have. I've always defended it. But I'd no doubt that it is. It's Carlos is doing, like 70% Carlos is doing, but then you can't take it away from the players who clearly stepped up and bought in and produced it on the pitch, you know what I mean? That's,
yeah.
I think it goes under the radar a bit. But it is Don Carlos magic, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it's 100% a very good squad, but like how we're thinking of it now, where we're thinking of people that have been really good this season, part of that is also Carlos is doing. So it's difficult. It's difficult to think about it in a way of where we'd be under another manager, because there's that, you know, there's people who would not be playing like I've always rated someone like Kipre, but we'd never seen anything like this before Carlos got his hands on him.
Yeah,
players like that.
It's a weird one as well, because it feels like it's something that we say a lot every single time we do the podcast, but pretty much like half this squad was written off, and all the players everyone loves did like now, like look at people's reaction towards like Dean Garner and that. He was full on like written off, like pretty much everyone wanted him gone, and now nobody, like everyone can't wait for him to go and do a little fist to the crowd after the game. And it's like it's took like literally what, near 12, 15 months of an half decent manager, and everyone loves the squad again.
Football fans are fickle, man.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what I mean when I say I've always defended the squad, because I've always thought we've had a good squad, and obviously you could go for our squad and you could pick out players that have took turns being, you know, the whipping boy, like Townsend and Furlong. Obviously, Furlong, after Saturday, you see people say he's been our best player this season. Yeah. And you think, well,
I saw that.
You're like, well, everyone hated him not long ago. Townsend, he comes back in and he plays well. Mowat, like I hated Mowat. You know what I mean? I was chief Mowat hater. But then he proved you wrong. Do you know what I mean? I didn't think there was a player in there at all. Kipre, he was written off. Bartley, he was hounded off against Blues. I was doing the hounding. Do you know what I mean? I could have chased him down the Alphas lane, man.
There's not many people that would have even wanted him to play again after that Blues game. That was terrible.
No, he didn't. And he was straight in there. I mean, That's what I think. We've always had the quality in our team, and we've always just lacked maybe here or there, and it's just kind of never came together at the right time, and that's what Carlos has done.
Yeah.
And it, all it took was like the best manager ever. So, you know.
So it's easy, really.
Yeah.
If any team is struggling.
I don't know why we didn't think about it before, manager. Actually.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it is like a good point to look at for football fans in the future. Like, we were writing off all these players, but it was under Steve Bruce.
Yeah.
And like, or like you with Mauer Elf, like it was under Ishmael.
Yeah.
And like, Ishmael tried to put him in. I mean, if you look at Mauer now and how he's playing, it's not a surprise that he wouldn't have worked under Ishmael's football. Like, yeah. It's quite obvious in a way.
Yeah, I found it so weird though. Because like, that was like Ishmael's signing, weren't it? And then he's like not an Ishmael player at all.
But he was at Barnsley, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he
was that's what I find so odd.
But I think he was playing with an injury, wasn't he? They say he was playing with an injury for a bit. But what he liked about Mowat was he just hoofed it. So Val's football was all about putting a ball behind them and running at them like rugby. And Mowat did that. Like first touch hoof every single time. And then players more mobile than him can swarm.
Yeah.
That's what he liked.
I think I'd prefer to watch a game of rugby than Val ball, to be fair.
I'd rather not have eyes. To be honest. But yeah, it's great that we're here, to be honest, and we're chatting about the playoffs. We could and probably should be chatting about, you know, are we going to finish 14th, but we're not, and that is, like I say, I think that is thanks to Carlos and his mastery, to be honest. Legend.
And you don't really know the impact it's had on the ownership as well. Because we're obviously like a way more attractive team, in like where we are now compared to where we were 18 months ago, and I watched an interview with Patel with BBC WM, where he said that he's been watching our games since kind of September October time, where we weren't top six, to be fair, but. That our form for the last few months, you don't know what impact that's had on everything off the pitch.
Yeah, because who's going to buy a team that's in the relegation zone in the Championship, really? Like, it's especially a team with the wages as high as we have. It just seems like a disaster waiting to happen. So
yeah, and the loans. So Carlos has saved us, isn't he? Really, I think it will be looked back on in that way. I think you're right, Paddy, in that what the takeover has done to everyone involved is massive. And I don't think you'll feel it, you know what I mean, on a day-to-day basis and stuff. But to have that pressure off you and the players can just go and play football.
Yeah.
And the manager can just go and manage his team. And obviously, like, they would have been doing that before, but they would have had to purposely do that. Do you know what I mean? They'd have had to ignore everything else, whereas now they've got nothing else to ignore. They can just go and do their thing. And I think the impact, and I think I said it before it happened, that the impact on the players and the management would be big. I did say that it would be big on the fans as well, but sadly that hasn't happened yet. But yeah, I think Carlos he saved us, mate. He saved us.
And 100%. And you talk about the impact of like of all the off the pitch things on like the players and stuff. One of my flatmates is a Reading fan, so I've watched like a lot of Reading this season, and you can see how much it affects the players when like every home game you're getting like tennis balls on the pitch or protests before the game and everything like that, and then you've got to somehow put that out of your head and just go and play football when there's actually so much more going on. And it does put a load of pressure on the players and everything like that. So to have that complete, it's like a full 180 now to have this, you know, exciting ownership and all the rest of it, makes a world of difference.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why I'm glad we never did those big protests like with the tennis balls and stuff like that. Maybe there was a time where it should have happened, But I feel like it would have had... And if we was a bad team anyway, do you know what I mean? Like, because Carlos had got us playing better and we came back at the table and stuff, for us to then go and do that and take the onus off Carlos and what he's done and blah, 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 it would have been the wrong decision. So
yeah.
I am glad we didn't do nothing as, you know, as disruptive as that.
Yeah. So our situation's like completely different to Reading. Like it didn't get to the point where it was that dire yet. It never really got to that point. Like it could have, but it didn't. Whereas like Reading's owners like pretty much just like been in off the training ground for like a fiver. But that's what warrants that sort of action. But the situation Albion were in, I don't think it ever needed that, really. Because obviously we did the little march, and that was enough to get eyes on it, and that's all that it needed, really.
Yeah,
it was judged pretty well in that sense, I think. I mean, maybe end of last season, once the season was kind of over, I guess we could have done it then. Like a couple of dead rubbers, it doesn't really matter. Would have got more eyes on. So it probably wouldn't have done any harm. Yeah. But I think it was judged pretty well in terms of the level that it went to and the level that it didn't go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. We're going to finish in the playoffs is the conclusion that we are drawing. Rick, you had us finishing sixth, didn't you? So who would we have played? Leicester.
So I had us losing to Leicester and Millwall.
No, but if in the playoffs,
we'd have played Leicester.
So, and then me and Paddy are on Southampton.
We're on the Southampton train. Away day to St. Mary's. Go
none
on.
Of us are getting it switched.
Great. So, I think we can safely conclude, due to our overwhelming ball knowledge, that by the law of averages, we will be finishing fifth and we will be playing Southampton in the playoffs. Another story, if we can beat them or not.
Yeah.
But like we've said, it's great that we're there. Let's go and just have a good time. If we get there, if we get to the promised land of Wembley, not even the Premier League, just go and have a good time, man, and be grateful that we are in a better position than we was.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. If we do play Southampton, it would be amazing to finally beat them.
Yeah.
Obviously, I live in Portsmouth, so I've got so many mates that are Portsmouth fans and or just hate Southampton. Like there's kind of a level of Portsmouth fans, but most citizens of Portsmouth just hate Southampton in general. So it'd be, if we did manage just to go there and beat him, oh, what a world.
Euphoric. It'd be like 2005 all again for you, wouldn't it? Portsmouth cheering you on.
Exactly. Run it back.
I love it. Right, so we'll call it a day there, lads. Thanks for joining me, both of you. And let's hope and pray that something good happens, man. I got a good feeling. But thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, pleasure, mate. Pleasure.
And we'll speak again. And I'm sure we'll have you back on, Paddy, because you keep bugging me about it. So
because I've been amazing, and it's never the same without me.
Yeah, that was I just spoke without my lips moving. Then incredible. cheers, lads. See you in a bit.
See ya.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.